Okay.
Thank you. I was approached by someone in my wonderful shul. He told me that two simanim in Shulchan Aruch are chayim, that he finds them to be, as he put it, relatively straightforward, simple, and innocuous. That's his language. He asked me if I got to discuss these simanim. They are Simon Kufnun Hey and Kufnun Vav. So the more I learn Mishnah Berurah, the more I am absolutely, literally in awe of the Chafetz Chaim Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I'm not equipped to measure any of his tzidkus, his righteousness, but just in terms of learning the Mishnah Berurah, it is literally an oneg she'en kamo. Here we have a title. The rubric of this particular area of halacha is entitled Kufnun Hey Leilech Ves Knesses the Ves HaMedrash. The Mishnah Berurah begins and he writes, it should be on your screen in front of you, the Issa of the Gemara. Hayotze Ves HaKnesses V'nichnas Ves HaMedrash V'elsik B'Torah Zocheh U'mekabo Pnei Hashchina. Chazal say, going from one Makom Kadosh to another Makom Kadosh, from a Bes Knesses to a Bes Medrash, and one is involved now in the study of Torah, one will be Zochet to Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina Shenemar, Yechol Mechai El Chayil, Yeroa El Elokim B'tzion. Derech Agav, I always thought al Pidrush, this is one of the reasons why there are two parshas in Chumash that are juxtaposed one to the other. The Pasha of Truma, that essentially has in it the Big Day Kahuna, but also the mitzvah of Asuli Migdash Veshachanti Besochem, the obligation to construct the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. Following upon the heels of Truma, we have Tetzaveh, where the name of Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentioned. This is a well-known comment of the Baal HaTurim and others as well, and all kinds of different theories why his name is not to be found there. But I always thought that embedded in the first word, V'ata, Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael, there already you have Moshe Rabbeinu's directing traffic. He's the GPS. He's navigating the shoals. And in Pasha Tetzaveh, you have the following pasuk. At the end of the description of most of the Klei HaMishkan, the Torah says, V'no'adati shom l'vnei Yisrael, v'nikdash b'chvodi. That the Mishkan was a Mokom Vad, was a meeting place, a Mokom Hizvadus, v'Hashem Yisbrach and Klal Yisrael, v'kidashti Yisrael, v'oev yesam Yisbeach, v'yesarom, v'yesbano, v'akadesh l'chai li, v'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, v'yisi lahem l'elokim. So here we have a juxtaposition of two parshios. One which is essentially the parsha of the Beis HaKnesses, a Midosh Ma'at, the Gemara Megillah, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, and then we have the parsha of Tetzaveh, where it was Zeichet HaShuras HaShchina. So the Mishnah right away introduces this topic and tells you we're going from the Beis Knesses to the Beis Medrash. He then points out that Bizmanom, they had two different locales. One was a Beis Knesses, and the other was the Beis Medrash. One was Miyuchad for Tzvila, one was Miyuchad for Limud HaTorah. It's interesting that you have in the Muslim of Shabbos, Misha Miyachadim Batei Knesios L'Tzvila. So Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal was very makbid that a Beis Knesses has to be purely a Mokom Miyuchad L'Tzvila. The Gemara says, and this is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Paskim as well, it's not our issue for this evening shir, namely, that the Batei Knesses of Bavel are built b'tznai, but he was exceptionally makbid to such an extent where he felt that even to utilize the Beis HaKnesses as a makom for bris milah is something which is unacceptable. And the only time he would be maskim to a bris milah if it took place right after davening in the Beis HaKnesses, then he felt it was appropriate. But otherwise, if someone had a bris later on, he wouldn't permit them to have it in the shul. And as a result, because of the Baruch Hashem, the proliferation of brisim and the like and other simchis, including weddings that he was completely opposed to having in a shul, not only based on the Chassam Sofer, who said that the issue is an issue of chukos sa'akum, v'lo selchu v'chukos sa'akum, Rav Soloveitchik felt that it's not appropriate to have a chassid in shul because it has to be a makom ha'miyuchad l'tfila, based on the Rambam, based on the Nusach ha'tfila, u'misha miyachdim batek nesios l'tfila, you come there, it's not a all-purpose room or a multi-purpose room. I'm not getting into the issue of Batei Knesios around the world. That's not my area of discussion. I leave it to more Chashim Rabbanim who are on my screen, and perhaps they'll be able to address it probably in a more rational kind of fashion. But he was very opposed to this. And so they added in Maimonides, the shul, the yeshiva that he built, they added in an outer room. And that outer room was used for all these other functions. Okay, I mentioned this only in the context of that today often we have Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos that are utilized for both purposes. But the Mishnah Berurah points out here that the Berurah has to have two separate areas. And he writes the following at the end of Sifkat Nalef. The Achar HaTfila, Yelech Lehischaber Ma'anoshim Ma'eskim Batara B'mishnai Sechadome. V'nemer Alav HaKosuv Yelchum Echai Elchoyol. Mishnah Berurah, to me, is literally right in front of my eyes. I grew up with the Chaber Shas. I grew up with the Chaver Mishnayos. My father, Alav Shalom, was very much a part of that. Every day, they used to learn Mishnayos. Every day, there would be a Chaver Shas. And Mishnah Berurah, actually, in the Bria Halacha, towards the end of this siman, Mishnah Berurah even brings a smach for Talmud Torah Derabim Timincha Meirav. And this smach is really amazing that the Mishnah Berurah uncovered this source, which really is not directly connected. The Gemara in Brachas and Abdalid, the Gemara is describing there why a person should be makrit to say Kriya Shema Bizman. Don't wait. The person should not say, Oichal kima, v'yeshta kima, v'yishan kima, v'nimtza yoshin kol alayla. But rather, a person should make sure that he carries out his obligations immediately. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Gemara in the Bi'a Alocha. Other b'amen asadir ba'erev. What does he do? Ho'leich le'ves ha'knesses. He's a farmer. He's working in the area of agronomy, agriculture. He comes from the farm. Undoubtedly, he's weary. He's tired from all the chores. And what does he do? He goes to shul. Im yodeh likros kare, lishno shone. So what does that refer to? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Clearly, the chevra that used to learn mitzvah min chemar. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands that Gemara. Very beautiful interpretation of that Gemara. And he mentions as well what he's quoted earlier in Siman Aleph. The Shulchan Kodesh says, one has to be mechabe yom v'layla b'torah tefillah. And he writes, Baba Nosein HaRabim, unfortunately, kama anoshim marpi v'deim and atorah legamri. People don't recognize the value, the importance of being koveit and atorah, even for a very small, insignificant amount of time. They don't recognize the enormity of Talmud Torah. And he quotes the famous Chazal, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is mevater, even for three cardinal sins. But it's not mevater on the transgression of Bittul Torah. And then he goes on to quote a Medrash in Mishlei. So we have here, both in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Aleph, in the Bi'a Halacha at the end of the Siman, and Nochamol, in the Bi'a Halacha at the beginning of the Siman. The very beginning of the Siman, the Bi'a Halacha once again tells you that unquestionably, even though ideally one should learn Be'abim, Be'tzibur, one should have Chaburas of Talmud Torah, but undoubtedly a Yochid is also Mekai in the Mitzvah Seh of Talmud Torah, but he writes, and I underlined it, the first Bi'a Halacha, Mikol Mekom Lechatchila Mitzvah Lahadel Mashi Yochid Lilma Be'chabura, one will enhance the Kvot Shamayim, one learns with a lot of people, and Mishnah Berurah applies the Pasuk and the dictum of Chazal, Berovam Hadras Melech. We have the multitude of people, the glory of the king, the glory of Hashem Yisbarach, and he indicates, based on the Gemara Brachos and Davov, the distinction between someone who learns V'yachidus, because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly is also Kovei Aschar for that person. However, the more individual, the greater, the larger the aggregate of individuals that are gathered together, obviously, the greater the Kvot Shamayim. And he writes that a Yochid will not be able to be included in the Sefer HaZichronos. Hashem, a person learns with a group of people, then we have the Pasuk, Oz Nidro Yir Hashem Yishra Ve'eyu, Vayakshev Hashem Ayishma, Vayikosev Yisev Zikaron Lefonov, Liyir Hashem Alechosh Yishmo, and Kal V'Homer, said the Mishnah Berurah, if one learns in a Chevra Shas, 10 people, then the Shechina itself is going to be present, Elokim Nitzah Badas Kel. And he quotes the Chazal, the Gemara, in the last parak of Brachas, also famous Drash on the Parsha of Haske Sushma Yisrael. Hayei Mazen the Yesu La'om La'Shem Elokecha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Gemara, Ein HaTore Niknes Ela B'chabura. And he quotes the Chazal. The language of Haskes is a very striking Lashon. Chazal have a number of drushes over there. One of the drushes of Chazal, Asu Kitos, Kitos V'Isku B'Torah. There's an obligation to become involved in the study of Torah, but to do so in a public kind of fashion, in a public kind of way. And this is Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that that will lead to Nesias Ponim on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, Hashem is Baruch Hu. In effect, we are his favorite sons. The way the Talmid Dvera, Ameshe Kadavera, writes this as well, he points out that we are the Sher Basar Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are his closest of kin. Consanguinity exists between Hashem is Baruch and Klal Yisrael. And so, as a result of Kitos, he cites a Talmid Dvera, Yo, that why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu show favoritism to Klal Yisrael when the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is made in the Torah, Asher Li Safonim, well, Yikach Sheichad, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not take any Sheichad, and there's no Nesias Ponim. Hashem does not show any kind of favoritism towards anyone. And of course, the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Eich Lo Es Saponim Yisrael, namely, the way the Talmud Bel Yoseh, Shem Alam Min HaSatera B'Yeshin Agudas V'Yeskim Batera. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the minute today, B'chol Kilos Yisrael, She'kovim Lilmod B'chabura Achar HaTfilah B'Sakneses, that we have a Chabura, a Chaver Shas, Chaver Mishnayis, Chaver Ein Yaakov, and I grew up actually on such groups. I remember them vividly. These are the same groups that also used to get together for Shalosh Shudas. And at Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos, they would sing Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Re'elu Etzar, and have these sardine cans. The sardine cans actually were corrugated, these massive sardine cans, corrugated ones that had a key on top. And every time they wanted to open it up, the key broke. Every single Shabbos for Shalosh Shudas, that was apparently a Masera, a Minog. And then I remember once I was in the shul of Hagoyim LeMeshavik, Zeratzadim. We used to go to Shalosh Shudas there because they had the best eats in the city. So I compelled my father to walk there. It was a nice mahalach. I told my father we're going to get Schach Licha. But the Schach Licha was for the Gdol Legima, for the eats at the end of the road. Anyway, so the first time we saw this, the key broke. And right away, they brought out hammers and pliers. And my father thought, Beis Mir Chilu Shabbos Ein Kamo. And right away, Moshe Bik, who knew the entire Torah Shulchan Aruch by heart, backwards and forwards, he pointed out to my father, Daiganish, this is a cliche, Malach to the Isra, the Tzach Gufa Makomo, Ein Bezeh Shum Baya, no problem whatsoever. I recall that distinctly. So they would sing over there, Mizmor LeDavid, the old Nigunim from the days of Har Sinai. Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah here refers to all these Chaburas. And that's what he talks about three or four times in this siman. And right away, it brought back unbelievable memories, this Mishnah Berurah. And so I said to myself, let me share with you first something that I was present at. Namely, I went to a number of siyumim, of shas. I myself did not learn anything. But I figured if they're going to have good eats, why not? So I attended the siyum shas. It used to take place in Parshas Mishpatim. And for the last several hundred years in Eastern Europe, that was a Masera. That was a minute. That's what I heard from many Gdol Yisrael, that Mishpatim was the Shabbos of the Chaver Shas, and they used to have actually a Siyum. Some did it on Zayin Adar, different situations. And normally on Shabbos, people don't say Tehillim, Acha Atzorayim, after Mincha Moshe Rabbeinu, Meis, Beis Midrashot Botel, Chacham Shem Meis, whole discussion actually in Shacharot about this topic. And they used to say Tehillim. That's what you'll find in many Siddurim, many Pirkei Tehillim that are found right after Mincha Shabbos, all the way to Ma'ariv. So the function of the Chaver Shas was the Shabbos afternoon, and they felt a kinship, especially with one Pasha, with the Pasha Mishpatim. They could have chosen any other Shabbos. Why did they choose Mishpatim? So I heard from Moran Haram Soloveitch Zatzal, because this Pasha represents Torah Shebal Peh. Even though there are other Pashas in Chumash that have in the Torah Shebal Peh, namely, undoubtedly, the Pasha, which has many, many mitzvahs, Kiseitze, Kedoshim has many mitzvahs. There are a number of Pashas that are, Baruch Hashem, chock full of mitzvahs. But somehow Mishpatim became the one associated, and Mishpatim, as you know, is normally associated with the Zikin. And that's generally what happens when young men are introduced to Gemara, even at Yom HaZeh. Gemara says in Baba Basra, the end of Baba Basra, Harotze Sheyachkim Yasuk B'Nizikin. That's the greatest mitzvah in Torah is Dafka, to learn the Zikin. Why? Our Salvechi recorded a conversation that he had with Agoyin HaMashe Feinzin Zatzal, Mishpacha of the Rav. So they were talking about why young children start with Eilam Metzias. Sometimes they learn Hamafkid, sometimes they learn Meruba, but generally it's in the area of Nezikin. That seems to be a minog, a masera of Klal Yisrael for many, many years. So our Salvation thought the reason was fairly obvious, because the sharpest svaras, if you want to develop a person's mind and you want to have precise thinking, that's where you go. Baba Tzia, Baba Kama, Baba Basra, no question about it. There you see conceptualization at the highest of levels. And that's why young men study Elamot Tzias, Shnayim Echzer, Meruba. Nezikin is saturated with this element of intellectual acuity. And it also, if one gets into it properly, suffer like Keturah, as the Gemara says, it inspires a person emotionally, intellectually. It's unquestionably not a simple task, but it has a special capacity. And Chachmei Yisrael somehow saw in the Zikin the area, and we know that many, many classic svarim were written on the Zikin, the Tzais, the Nesivis, the Shef Shmaitza, and unquestionably these became the, I would say, even the warp and woof of what Klal Yisrael are all about. Today things have somewhat changed in many, many respects. Even Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal felt there's a need to introduce perhaps areas that are a bit easier for young people to absorb and to become connected to. But unquestionably, the Ktzais and the Sivis, they revolutionized the whole Seder of the Zikin. It's Yodua, the Ktzais, that's I heard from Hagon of Chaim Shulevitz a number of times. The Ktzais was very, very poor. He was impoverished. And he actually learned under the blankets in the winter. It was frozen. He was freezing. And as a result, he had to review his Sefer many, many times. And that's why the Ktzais is considered to be a classic Sefer that underwent a lot of chazara. The Nesivis was a Rav Elisa. He was a wealthy person. And he had, Baruch Hashem, a lot of support. He wrote the Chavos Das and Yerodea. And the Chavos Das is not as well known. The works of the Nesivis are not as well known as the Ktzais. Undoubtedly, they're both beautiful, beautiful svarim. And they both wrote on the, really, on the Zikin and as well on Yerodea. And similar to Rabbi Kivega, who also handled both Yerodea and the Zikin, but the Ktzais and the Sivis are primarily known for their works on the Zikin, Dafka, in that area. Matter of fact, Rav Chaim Briska saw his strength in Shtoros. Again, the area of the Zikin and other areas, Tumas Meis and Olois, but there was a preference for the Zikin. So I mentioned that Soloveitchik, the reason was because if you want to develop intellectual acuity, critical thinking skills, that's the way to go. The sharpest svaras are in the Zikin. Brachas is very nice. Brachas is a beautiful masechta. The svaras are of a totally different nature. You learn Ketz Mavoch, and you can spend your entire life trying to figure out what the svaras there are. Not simple b'chlal. Nezikin has already a certain kind of deft and sharp agility to it. And so people are automatically, at least the Fiyam Masera, attracted to Nezikin. So that's he told to his cousin, Hagoyin Ramesha Feitz Natal. So Ramesha begged to differ with him. So Rav Soloveitchik said to Rosh Hashiva, what does he think is the reason why we start with Nezikin with young men? And Rav Moshe answered, because Nezikin, Baba Kama, Baba Tzia, Baba Basa, the three Babas, teach us to have sensitivity to other people's property, to other people's person, to be incredibly careful with someone else's rechush, and therefore, that is the yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula, treating everyone with chesed. And that is the yisod why we learned Elam Metzias and Yesh Shalom Midas, the whole parak there, and why we learn Parak Hashoyel and the Dalet Shemrim, and why we study Hamafkid, and why we study Alavos Nezikin, and why we learn Ches Sabbatim, all the different types of Chazokas, Cheskas Rayin, Cheskas Kinyan, and the like. And our Soloveitchik said, I withdraw my svara, and I am asking to that of Gadol Hador, Hagoyin of Moshe Feinstein. So Chevra Shas, which the Mishnah Berurah here alludes to, two or three times, is really an amazing kind of concept and a beautiful kind of concept. And certainly it's founded upon this idea of Torah Shebaal Peh. Now it's interesting, Rashi Mishpatim quotes from Rav Sadia Gaon, the well-known Rashi. Rashi quotes that really all Tayag Mitzvahs are to be found in Aseres HaDibros. Rav Sadia Gaon, the way he arranged the order of mitzvahs, he divided them into 10 groups, or 10 different kolonim, if you will. And unquestionably, as I said, even though the psukim say quoted by the Rambam, both in Nagdama to his Mishnah Torah, and also it's Pirsha Mishnayis, But Mishpatim somehow has a, as I said, a kind of preference. And there are many, many different topics that are found in Mishpatim, but primarily the most significant topic in Mishpatim, and that's what Hagoyim Asher Feinstein Zatzal undoubtedly had in mind, is the area of Ben Adam L'Chavero. That's really the focus, the focal point of Pasha Mishpatim is this area of Ben Adam L'Chavero. And that's why, again, as I said, the Chevre Shas somehow is specifically associated with Pasha Mishpatim. And here the Mishnah Berurah refers you to this practice, to this minog. And this was certainly a minog, I think Rav Soloveitchik said, hundreds of years. That's what the Chevre Shas used to do. They used to learn Dafka and the Zikin. That was the area that they focused on. And if one learns it properly, there's no question one could be greatly inspired. And if you study, actually, even Hameches Abayis, Hameches Asfina, it's the same as studying Avri Psalchim, the Dinam of Kiddush Shavakam Suda. Perhaps even on a higher level than Kiddush Shavakam Suda. And unquestionably, it stirs up the same emotions. And even though there's no quote-unquote morality involved per se, but this element of Ben Adam L'Chavero is critical in understanding the entire overstructure that really undergirds Seder Nezikin. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once said over on another occasion in the Shurim, he said on Masechet Sukkah, he told about a Ger Chassid in Varsha, a Ger Chassid in Warsaw. And he was a big admirer of Rav Chaim Briska. He was himself a master Talmud Chacham. And despite the fact that he's a Ger Chassid, he adored Rav Chaim Briska. There's no steer, actually. One could be a Chassid, and one could be a Briska, and one could, Baruch Hashem, respect each other without difficulty. So he admired Rav Chaim. In order to admire Rav Chaim, you had to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham. You had to be someone of stature. And he was someone of great stature. So he once met Rav Soloveitchik, and he told him he was once building a sukkah, and someone passed by and saw him building the sukkah with great enthusiasm. In the course of the Hechsher Mitzvah that he was building the sukkah, he was singing, he was dancing. And so he said that, why are you getting all excited? Someone who saw him, you take a piece of schach and put it on four boards, that excites you. That brings you to Shira, to Simcha, to Rikudim. What in heaven's name is going on over here? So he answered, it's not just a question of putting several branches on boards. It's much more than that. He saw in that action, he saw a connection at Dveikus and Hashem Yisbarach, a Chibor, and so too Nezikin. I'm just comparing the two, if you don't mind. And Nezikin, of course, has many, many elements of detail, all of Baba Kama, all of Matzia, all of Abasra. So Mishpatim, there's a special term that's used by the Torah. Ve'edah Mishpatim asher tosim lifneyem, sima lifneyem. Wow, this term is not found often in Chumash. It's also found in Hazino, where the Torah describes the mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah, kisul lachem et hashir hazos v'samta, kisul lachem et hashir hazos, and sima b'fiyem. So twice it's found in Chumash. Once in Hazino, referring to kisul lachem, the way the Rambam writes, es ha-Torah she'esh bo et hashir hazos, and give it to Klal Yisrael sima b'fiyem, and here also, v'yela mishpatim, asher tosim lifneyem. So I say this all out of outstanding da'acheres for the Mishnah Berurah, and for the comment that the Mishnah Berurah makes here three times, both in the Bi'ah Halacha, the beginning of the Siman, and the Bi'ah Halacha, the end of the Siman. And to be very honest, that I was thinking at some length, the Mishnah Berurah here also refers you to Psukim in Pashas Kisavo, to the Gemara at the end of Brachos, Haskeis Ushma Yisrael, Hayem Azeh Niyesa La'om La'Shem Eloi Kecha. And so it's clear that the Mishnah Berurah has something in mind here as well, namely another very fundamental yesod, which also the Gemara already has in Sanhedrin. The Gemara points out that the concept of Arevus, the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, only began when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. The Gemara there discusses the episode in Sefer Yoshua, Achan, and when Achan went ahead and tragically and unfortunately took from the booty an eye. So the Pasuk says, Chata Yisrael. And the question is, why does it say Chata Yisrael? There's only one individual who is involved in that particular chet, and yet somehow all of Klal Yisrael is tarnished with that particular chet. So the Gemara says, because Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. The moment we cross the Yarden, that's when the doctrine of Klal Yisrael, Rebbe Zeh LaZeh, comes to the fore. The doctrine of Arevus, we're now responsible for each other's welfare, for each other's destiny, and therefore, as a result of that, That's why the pasuk says Chavi Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal once in the shir that he gave in the context of Korach Vadoso. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Korach, we know from the Ramban and the Rishonim, who point out a Chumash, Korach was essentially cholek on the manhigos of Moshe Rabbeinu. He questioned the authority of Aaron HaKohen to be the what he was, to be the Kohen Gadol. He didn't think it was right. He didn't think it was appropriate. And so Moshe Rabbeinu had to come and defend Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu does defend Klal Yisrael. How? With the following language. He tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to, and this happened a number of times in Chumash, as we're aware of, to essentially, God forbid, eliminate Klal Yisrael and make from Moshe Rabbeinu a good Gadol, a great nation. Moshe Rabbeinu responds, Ha'ish echad yecheto li'al kol ha'edah tiktzof. Or what the Gemara calls elsewhere, Tuv yechatov zigud mangid. Tuv your sins and zigud should be punished. Why should one person be punished for the sins of the other? But the Lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu was striking. Ha'ish echad yecheto li'al kol ha'edah tiktzof. And the Ribbono Shel Olam accepted that taina. Why did he accept that taina? What about the doctrine that the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah, Kol Yisrael Reim Zelazeh? And the answer is that doctrine of Kol Yisrael Reim Zelazeh only begins after Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. Till we cross the Yarden, that doctrine is not relevant. And that's what the Gemara says over there. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to when he mentions the Sugi and Brachas. Haskes Ushma Yisrael, Hayyim Azeh Niyeso La'om Lashem Elokecha. If you take a look at the Pesukim over there, you'll see the term Hayyim is found many, many times. It occurs and recurs any number of times. And that's when the Mishnah Berurah is citing that sugya in Brachos. That's when Klal Yisrael became an Am. The Goyin writes already, the Vilna Goyin writes, the beginning of Shemais, when the Torah says, Hinei Am B'nei Yisrael, Rav Otzim Yeno. It's the first time the term Am is used. And Am is Miloshon Im. When did Klal Yisrael, when were we in this kind of organic unity that prior to this point did not exist? The answer is the moment we crossed the Yarden. And that's why Chata Yisrael, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina Tarkadosh Baruch Hu was accepted by Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here from that Gemara, and that Sugi and Brachas, Haskes Ushma Yisrael, namely that we should make Kitos, Kitos, Ve'isku Batela. And the Mishnah Berurah indicates that that will bring about a situation of Hashruas Hashchina. One person does it, unquestionably he'll get schar. Several people do it also. But if there's a minyan of individuals who are involved in the study of Torah, a chevra mishnayis and a chevra shas, and a chevra of people who are learning together, the results are hashruas hashchina, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. There's another very significant element here that also is referred to by the Mishnah Berurah any number of times. And that is the element that is mentioned by the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Acha sheyotza beis hakneses, yelech beis hamegdish, v'yikba eis lilmod. This is a very significant verb. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, refers to the Gemara in Shabbos, in Sivkot and Beis, v'yikba, the Isa of the Gemara, shemachnisim on the din shayin l'osay, kavati itim l'atera. Among the questions that we ask an individual, this is a key question. Were you koveya itim l'atera? Did you set aside fixed times during the day to engage in the study of Torah? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests, v'tov sheyikba ha'eis miyad achar ha'tfilo. Ideally, it should be done after davening. Mishum yelchu mechayel ochoyel, the canal. The gam, dim yelch mikodim la'asokov, if a person right away goes to work, chashin shemi yimashach v'yizbatol kviyuso, we're afraid that that kviyus, chas v'sholom, will be negated, will be undone. So that element, which is quoted by the Mechaber, biyikba eis lilmod. Of course, the makar for this is really a famous Rambam that I'll get to in a few moments. I just want to, before I set out the Rambam, just to mention, now I'm looking actually in the Psukim in Kisavo that I alluded to a moment ago that the Mishnah Berurah refers to. And maybe I'll just expatiate on that a bit more and then Mitzvah Hashem continue. The Pasuk says here in Dvarim, as you know, there are two tochochos, one in Bechukosai, one in Kisavo. And here the Pasuk says, Eile divrei abris, asher tzivu Hashem es Moshe, lichros es b'nei Yisrael be'eretz Moab, milvad abris asher karas itam b'chorev. Twice, there are two tochochos, there are two covenants. One is the covenant of Sinai, one is the covenant of Arvis Moav. The first time, Bechukosai, the second time, Kisavo. And at the end of Bechukosai, the day of the Torah says, Eile achukim ha'mishpatim ba'toros, Asher Nasan Hashem Beino Vein B'nai Yisrael V'Har Sinai B'yad Moshe. And this Nusach was said at the moment of Krisas Bris V'Har Sinai. The Nusach in Kisavo was said at the moment of Krisas Bris of Arvas Moav. Why is there a need for a second Bris? So the Ramban and many Rishonim discuss this matter. But Yadua, that every Techocha has to be accompanied by a Nechama. That's a Klal Godol. A Novi has no right just to give Techocha and then leave Klal Yisrael somehow in a state of despair, in a state of stress, with angst, simply stressed out. Every Techocha has to be accompanied by Nechama. Gemara says in Saita that even a good Mechanech, small Deichek, Yavim Mekare, we have to have a balance, a kind of approach. So where is the Nechama in Bechukosai? It's very clear. There the Torah speaks about a concept of Nechama. You'll take a look at the Pesukim. You'll see it there very clearly. But in Kisavo, it looks like there's no Nechama. The Torah says, V'eshivcha Hashem Mitzrayim Bonios. In the Derech, he told us not to go. V'smakartem shom la'avodim v'lishvachos ve'en kaina. Eile divrei habris, v'sasivu Hashem es Moshe. Where's the Nechama? So all the Rishonim point out that Nechama is in Nitzavim. In the next parasha, where the Torah says, "La'avrucha bevis Hashem elokecha v'aloso," a hemshech of all the imprecations that were hurled at us. V'lo yitzchem levatchem anochi karis bevis hazayis yes ha'ala hazayis ki es Hashem yeshno po imanu amed ayom levnei Hashem elokeinu beis Hashem einenu po imanu ayom. And Rashi quotes there from the Gemara in Shuas, the Gemara in Daf Lamedtes. The Gemara says that the second bris is mechayev the doras haboyim for all future generations. The bris in Sinai was only mechayev those that left Mitzrayim, namely those that were mishtatef in Mitzrayim. That bris was with yechidim, was with individuals who were present b'shas maseh. However, the second bris, the bris of Avos Moav at the end of 40 years of our sojourn, of our peregrinations in the desert, once all Yotzi Mitzrayim passed away, that bris was nichras with Klal Yisrael b'tor am, as a nation. And that's what the pasuk says. In Nitzavim, Leman Hokim Yisra Hayoim Loi Leom. And as I said before, the Lashon Om is Lashon Im. There's a tziruf between all the individual members of Klal Yisrael who become one unit. And in effect, that is the reason why there's a distinction between the Bris of Sinai, the first Bris, and the Bris of Arvas Moav. Only the second Bris brings us to a concept of Arvas, the way the Rishonim quote from the Gemara. This is a well-known, the Rambam has it also in Mishnayis, that only in Eretz Yisrael are we considered to be a kohol. Ka'al Hashem is dafka in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Aretz. And that's learned out from the Pasuk. Hanistoras Hashem Elokeinu, v'aniglos lanu v'anin ha'roilam, lasos is kol dibri ha'tera azos. Chazal understood that, pshuto kimashmo, and it's nogia, halacha l'maisa. The Gemara says at the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara articulates the concept of Yotza Moitzi. What's the deal of Yotza Moitzi? If one Jew has not yet been Yotzei Kiddush, and I said Kiddush already for myself, I said it for my family, am I allowed to say Kiddush a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time? The answer is not only am I allowed, I am a chuyiv to. If the other person doesn't have the wherewithal, the ability to say Kiddush, Yotza, even though I was Yotzei, Meitzi, I could be Meitzi someone else. Why is that? Kol Yisrael Revim Zebazeh. We're all interlocked with each other, and this relationship is one which is absolutely a unity, Shein Kamo. And therefore, the person who was already Yotzei, he's still Mechuyav. As long as another Jew who has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah and he can help him discharge his obligation, he still has a Chiyav. He still has an obligation. Because otherwise, we have a Mishnah. Mishnah and Mechuyav B'davar and Yemotzachem Dechavasam. Mishnah says very clearly, someone who has no obligation cannot help someone else discharge their obligation. But because we have a concept of Arevus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin began the moment we crossed the Yarden, and Klal Yisrael and Mekabel upon themselves the brachas and clothes of Har Grizim and Har Evel. That was the Gemara of the second bris in Arvas Moav. Therefore, we have an obligation to be motzi every single Jew who did not yet fulfill whatever obligation devolves upon them. So this is the second bris that is mentioned in the Torah. And this bris was made not with yechidim, not with individuals. It was made with Klal Yisrael as an umah shlema, as an entire nation, after we entered Eretz Yisrael. And that's exactly what the Torah, in effect, is stressing, and that's the Yisod that I mentioned in the context of Parshas Korach, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem Yisbarach, Ha'ish echad yechatav yalkol ha'edah tiktsof, and Hashem was masking, while here in the beginning of Nitzavim, the Torah says, And also, this is a kimat a Rashi explicitly. The Torah comments at the beginning of the Sovim, Pen yesh bachem ish o isha, o mishpacha o shevet, asher levavo pone hayom im Hashem alokeinu. Torah speaks about an ish or an isha, a man or a woman, o mishpacha or a shevet, asher levavo pone hayom im Hashem alokeinu, lo leches labor asalei agoyim ha'ei, pen yesh bachem shoresh porero shvelana. We're talking about individuals. And yet the Torah goes on to say, v'hoya, b'shomos divrei ha'ola azos, v'zbarech b'lvavo le'mor shalom yeli ki b'shribus libi elech, le'man sifos ha'rova esatzmeya, lo yoveh Hashem solach lo. The Rebbe Shalom will not forgive. Ki oz, yeshan naf Hashem v'kino so bo yishahu, the kino of Hashem is barach. The Ramban points out in Chumash that kino of Hashem is barach, the ish of kino always comes about with Avodah Zarah, with idolatry. Ki oz yesha nav Hashem v'kinosa bo yishahu v'rotzo bo yikolo olo haksuv v'asev razeh. So we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his wrath is vented to those individuals. But then the Torah goes on. We would think that only individuals who are involved in this transgression should be punished. U'moch Hashem eshmoy b'tachas ha-shamayim v'yivdi lo Hashem l'ro mikol shita yisrael k'chol olo sabris haksuv v'asev v'atorah azeh. And then the Torah goes on, V'yamah ha-dor ha-acharon, B'neichem asher kumu me'achareichem, V'anochu yashayov ha-meretz v'cholto, V'shamu es-makos, Horetz ha-iv yestachlue ha-shachilu ha-shem bo. And before we know it, Gofri svomelach, Sreifo kol arzo, all Eretz Yisrael, Rachmanu l'slan, could self-implode, Lo sizara, V'lo satzmiach, V'lo yalevo kol esev, k'mapichas dom v'amoro, admo utzvoyim, asher hafach Hashem, b'yapo v'chamoso. What is going on here? The ched was committed by Yechidim, ish, o isha, o mishpacha, o shevet. And now we have the book being thrown at Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the goyim understand everything. V'yomu kol ha-goyim, al me'o so Hashem kohol ha-ratz ha-zos, mechori ha'af ha-godol ha-zeh, v'yomru, al ha-sher ozru, is bris ha-shem, v'loki ha-vosam. We deserted, we abandoned the covenant. But Rashi already has the kasha. How could our Kodesh Baruch Hu punish Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, for the chatoyim of Yechidim? Answers Rashi, once we cross the Yarden, there's a concept of arevus. Kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh. Haskeis u'shma Yisrael, says the Mishnah Berurah, asu kitos, kitos, v'isku batela. And that's the mokar, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here, Chevre Shas and Chevre Mishnayis, is the yesod of Siman Kuf Nun Hei at the very beginning. It's interesting, this is probably also the yesod of Chilul Hashem. If, God forbid, a Jew, a Yochid, transgresses Le'ni Agoyim, often the Umas HaOlam throughout Jewish history, they pointed a finger at us, usually at all of Klal Yisrael. One individual could go awry, could go astray, and yet somehow all of us are now tainted and tarnished. We are all chaitim, we are all poshim. Why? Because of the chatoim of a yachid, of an individual. Even they themselves would not do such a thing. They would not go ahead and confer guilt upon an entire group of people because of the transgressions of one individual who happens to belong to a specific country or nation. And there's a halachic explanation for this. And the halachic explanation is that, yes, kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh. Not only is this true halachically, it's also true be'eni agoyim. They consider us to be, we're all part of one nation. Whether the Jew lives in South Africa, or Jew lives in Teaneck, New Jersey, or lives in Beit Shemesh, or Ramat Beit Shemesh, or Chicago, or St. Louis, or anywhere else in Europe, we're all one. It's Uma Achas, it's Yechida Achas. And it's fascinating. A lot of Gaonim spoke about this issue. The Roman government issued many xeros against Klal Yisrael, not to teach Torah to others and the like. And the question is, why were members of Asaru Yimalchus from Mesa Nefesh, Rabbi Ben Baba, went publicly and gave smicha, and they threw hundreds of javelins into him and killed him, one of Asaru Yimalchus? The Romans never were goals yet that I can't learn Torah individually. Why can't each individual learn Torah b'chidus by himself in the four L's in the Dalai Lamas of his home? Why was Rabbi Kiva Mesa Nefesh Makil Kilos Barabim, Rabbi Hanan ben Tradion, the Gemara of the Zara, the Gemara at the end of Brachas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. What's going on over here? Let each one learn without teaching Torah to others. So Menachreach, one has to say that the Yisoid of Arvos automatically dictates that even Liman HaTorah L'Acherim apparently is connected to the Din of Yehoram V'Yavah. That's the Maskana that ineluctably has to emerge from this. So summing up, before the second bris was concretized, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael. And again, it repeats it with reference to the bris of Har Gerizim and Har Evo. First time Shema Yisrael was found in Kriya Shema. But here, in the context of Kisavo, Haskes Shema Yisrael. Mashma, this is much stronger than the original Shema Yisrael. Haskes means, as I mentioned, as Mr. Brewer mentions, Asu Atzmechem Kitos, Kitos V'Isku B'Torah. Here, the Ribbono Shel Olam was Mechadesh. We are all responsible for one another. Rav Soloveitchik often referred to a Rambam. The Rambam writes that he asks a question, why is it that Vidoy is said B'Loshen Rabbim? Aval Anachnu V'Avoseinu Chotonu. Why Loshen Rabbim? What's the significance of that? How could I say Vidoy for Averus that I did not violate, that I'm not responsible for? I should have impunity. And the answer is found in the Parsha B'Chukosai, again, in the context of the Nechama, that's found at the end of the Tachocha B'Chukosai. There the Torah says, V'yizvadu esabonu esabon avosam, that mikoach, the din of Arevus, the chatoim of every Jew, are mitzurev to me, are connected to me. If I have the ability to mecha, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, kol mishyesh v'yadu limcha osyena mecha, nitfas aloysa avam. I'm also going to be guilty as charged. Even Mishas Maimir Hasinai, there was a bris Liachidim, but now the bris of Arvus Mayav is the bris that connects all of us together. Hayom Azen Niyeselam Hashem Elokecha. Mefarshim ask, what do you mean Hayom Azen Niyeselam? V'chi Yosei Hayom Nitna Torah LiYisrael? Is that the day the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael? That was the end of 40 years. Ela Lamedcha Chazal Say Chaviva Torah Alomdeha Kiyem Shenitna Mehar Sinai. But based on what the Yisod that the Rishonim laid down, that this idea, the idea of Arevus, that is what came into being at that point in time. That's the lashon of Haskes, Ein Ator Miskayemes El Misha Memis Atzmo Alecha, and Kitzu Asmechem Al Divrei Torah, Asu Kitos Kitos. We have to show that all of us have a care, an empathy, a sympathetic resonance, one for the other, and that's involved with Mesiras HaTorah, La'acherim, the concept of Arevus, and that's the yesod, I believe, of this entire siman in Mishnah Berurah, of siman kuf nun hey. It's based on this concept of kol yisrael arevim zeh lazeh, of asu kitos kitos. Now, Soloveitchik, another occasion pointed out that Mesiras HaTorah La'acherim is also part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Torah says in the parasha in Ve'ei, lo yisa'am mitzvah tzedakah, v'lo yisik poitzes yotcha miyachicha evyon. It's not only going on a person who gives money to aniyim, to those that are impoverished, those who are destitute, but it also means to be mashpia on others in ruchnius, to strengthen, to be makarev, to be mechazek, to bring others closer to Yiddishkeit, what Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu did, as Hanemesh Asher Asu B'Choron, as Hanemesh Asher Asu B'Ramat B'Shemesh, as Hanemesh Asher Asu B'Johannesburg, B'chol Menei Mekomos Ba'olam. That's included in the mitzvah of tzedakah. So here we have a new yisod. Yes. A bris of Arevus. And the Mishnah Berurah is the one who says it out here in the Bi'alocha. The beginning, Bi'alocha at the end, Bi'alocha at the outset of the Mishnah Berurah. So Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to continue in the next short while to continue to examine this siman, and you'll see the nuggets that emerge from this siman are literally gold. From every perspective, Mishnah Berurah is an inexhaustible mine. Literally, Be'er Mayim Chayim, and the more I learn the Mishnah Berurah, the more I'm amazed by his profound, not just, as I said, the only subject that we have about the Mishnah Berurah, what was greater, his tzidkus or his goyness? Tzidkus we know about, but the goyness, just read every Bi'a Locha. He didn't have the shprach and the briskis, but the Bi'a Locha is moly begodush, unbelievable, what the Mishnah Berurah, actually the Ramazim that he has here, and that which he spells out in his own beautiful way, is simply unparalleled in any other sefer.
The Shikar. I think somebody once said that the Reb Chaim Brisker's Gaonis covered his Tzidkus, and the Chafetz Chaim's Tzidkus covered his Gaonis.